Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and today I would like to talk to you about stopping a car repossession in Georgia. Whenever you file a Chapter 13, your creditor is barred from repossessing your car. If you file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, your car is protected by what's called the automatic stay. Now, just last week I was meeting with a client who said, "Hey, I can't file on my car, because I signed a contract that said that I can't file bankruptcy on it." Well, here's the truth about that situation. Number one, you cannot sign away your constitutional rights. So it really doesn't matter what your contract says. If you file a Chapter 13, your car is protected. Secondly, whenever you file any type of bankruptcy case, you have to list all of your debts and all of your assets. So you cannot pick and choose which ones you're going to list. You need to list everything. And again, we do not need the permission of the car company to protect your car. Now, it's very important that you get a case number before that car is repossessed. If you've got a bankruptcy case number and they come and repossess your car anyway, the car company is setting themselves up to get sued. Your bankruptcy attorney can file what's called an adversary, and the car company can end up having to pay damages. Now, let's say you're in a situation where your car has already been repossessed. Well, if you live in Georgia, you really need to go see a bankruptcy attorney as fast as you can, because typically you've got about 10 days to get it back. Now, in Georgia, for your car creditor to be able to sue you for any type of a deficiency, they're going to have to send you what's called the 10-day letter. And in this letter, it's going to say, "Hey, we're going to auction this car off on this date. And after that, we're going to sue you for the difference." So typically, when a car gets repossessed, the creditor is going to hang on to it for 10 days so that they'll be able to set themselves up so they can come after you later. So if the car creditor is still in possession of the car and you file and get a bankruptcy case number, then you're going to be able to get the car back. Now, sometimes we have issues with these little buy here, pay heres, and they say, no, I read somewhere that I don't have to give the car back because I got it before you filed." Well, that's not true. They're still going to have to give the car back. So we've had situations before where, we've heard this from a buy here, pay here, and then the car creditor says, "I don't have an attorney, I don't want an attorney, and I don't care what you say, I'm not going to do anything, you don't get the car back." So we filed the adversary. Well, then we call them up and say, "Look, we've got a lawsuit now, what are you going to do about it? You need to give the car back." And the guy says, "Well, I'm still not giving the car back, I don't care what you say." Well, the next step after that is we're going to call the judge and see if we can get it set down for an emergency hearing, because in that particular case, my client needed the car to get back and forth to work, and she was going to lose her job if we didn't get the car back. Well, guess what? Judge set down for an emergency hearing 2 days later. And, judges get really upset having to do emergency hearings. And so, this car creditor was really setting himself up to get severely penalized by the bankruptcy judge. Fortunately for him, he immediately gave the car back. So, again, if you've had a car repossessed after your case has been filed, you've got damages. If your car's been repossessed and you don't have a bankruptcy case number, you need to get in there to see a bankruptcy attorney as soon as you can. Now, if the car creditor has repossessed the vehicle and sold it before you filed, you're not going to be, it's gone, even if you file bankruptcy after that. But the car company would never be able to sue you for any type of deficiency in the state of Georgia, because they're supposed to give you that 10-day letter, and that usually almost never happens. But, some of these crazy buy here, pay heres, they might repossess the car one day, sell it the next, and if there's no bankruptcy case number, we got a problem. If there was a bankruptcy case number, they're in violation of the automatic stay. All right, if you have any more questions, please check out my website, www.kellycanhelp.com. I've got over 200 articles about bankruptcy, And I am required to read this little disclaimer here. Nothing on my podcast or my website constitutes legal advice. If you want legal advice, you need to go see a bankruptcy attorney. No attorney-client relationship exists until we have a written contract. We are a debt relief agency, and we help people obtain relief from their creditors by filing for bankruptcy. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Have a great day.